Recently, one of you asked GPB Macon an election-related question through Making Me Curious. That is, given that the Secretary of State oversees elections in Georgia, why doesn't Brian Kemp have to step down from that position as he seeks to become governor? Well, I found somebody who's perfectly suited to answer that question. Today, Kathy Cox is the dean of the Walter F. George School of Law at Mercer University in Macon. She's also a two-term former Secretary of State who ran for governor as a Democrat while in that position.
So when you were running for governor, I'm sure this question came up then, why did you not recuse yourself from your position as you were seeking the governorship of Georgia?
Well, the Georgia Constitution contemplates that the Secretary of State will be an elected position. So it sort of goes with the territory.
Help me with this term contemplated. What does that mean?
When the framers, when the Georgia legislature wrote and adopted a new constitution for Georgia and the Georgia voters all approved it in 1983, the structure was, and it really didn't change for constitutional offices, that the Secretary of State was an elected position.
So just like the governor doesn't have to stop being governor while running for a second term, the duly elected Secretary of State doesn't have to step down when running for a similar office.
That's the structure of Georgia's government. Voters approved a constitution that set that up. Whether you like it or not, that is the structure we have.
So in Kansas, in just the last couple of weeks, the same topic has come up. Kris Kobach was potentially in the position of being asked to recount votes in his own race to become governor in Kansas. This raises ethical issues. How has Georgia historically tackled those issues when they've come up?
Well, here's the bottom line. The Secretary of State does not count votes. Votes are all counted at the local level where voters cast those votes. So it would take an unbelievable amount of manipulation that I can't even really imagine to change vote totals or to, quote, rig an election at the Secretary of State's level, because that's not where the votes are counted.
That's not where the action happens.
That's really not where the action happens. Now, saying all of that, I took the position when I ran for governor that there was a perception that people obviously were nervous about. So I stepped down from chairing the state election board, because anybody who has a complaint about elections will file a complaint with the state election board, so that no one could say I was getting any inside information about my opponent based on complaints that were filed, or handling any complaints that might have been filed against me in that realm of the state election board.
So not mandated by law.
Not mandated by law.
Just a thing you thought was a good idea.
I thought it would be the professional and ethical thing to do.
And so as Brian Kemp is looking towards November, the way he's situated himself in terms of the job he has and the job he wants, are you satisfied that things are just sort of kosher?
Well, I know enough about how the office operates that I know the restrictions that really are on his ability to manipulate anything. But I think he probably ought to consider the public perception and find ways perhaps that he could step back from being so directly involved in the election process without giving up the job that we all gave him by virtue of electing him as Secretary of State.
That was Kathy Cox, former Georgia Secretary of State and present Dean of the Walter F. George School of Law at Mercer University in Macon, on why Brian Kemp does not have to step down from his duly elected position as Secretary of State as he runs for governor. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.